It's Sunday breakfast, heading towards 9 o'clock. Mary Payne here to answer your horticultural questions after nine for another gardening phone-in with you on the phone, text or email. But in the last week, the conflict between science and religion raised its head again when the fertility regulator gave the go-ahead to scientists who want to genetically modify human embryos. The UK is the first country in the world to sanction such a move. Now, the experiments will take place in the first 7 days after fertilisation, although it will be illegal to implant the modified embryos into a woman's womb. Researchers involved hope it will help improve our understanding of miscarriages and infertility. But is it the right thing to do from an ethical and religious point of view? Are we sure it's totally safe? Well, we can discuss this issue. I've got two people with opposing views: Dr. Peter Saunders, Chief Executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship, and Jonathan Romaine, a progressive rabbi who specialises in medical ethics. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, Peter, this is a field of medicine with a bright future, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's generally true, and we're not opposed to gene editing per se. In fact, it's got great therapeutic promise in treating genetic diseases in adults or children. Listeners might remember the case of Layla Richards, a little girl with leukemia in London last year, who had a successful transplantation of genetically modified stem cells, which actually cured her leukemia. So it is an area that's exciting. But the gene editing of embryos, so-called germline gene editing, is something very, very different indeed. We think it's unnecessary, it's unethical, and it's dangerous. And it's not so much a conflict between science and religion. Mm. It's a conflict between one group of scientists and another group. In fact, this is banned in 40 countries, and at a summit in Washington, D.C. last December, scientists said it was irresponsible to proceed. In fact, the very scientists who developed the techniques that should not be used in embryos. So Britain's gone right ahead and done it regardless.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say to Jonathan about this, you know, Britain is the only country. It's a bit concerning that we're out there on our own with this, isn't it?
Well, somebody has to be first. I mean, after all, it was Christian Barnard in South Africa who did the first heart transplant, and he got condemned, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who are very grateful that he did go first. And I think the important thing to remember is that the Fertility Authority, which has given permission, is highly regulated, often says no to other things, and by the way, also has the Bishop of Swindon as part of its panel. So there's a sort of religious and ethical viewpoint right at the very heart. And the whole point of this, of course, is to be of benefit, whether it's sort of preventing multiple miscarriages, infertility, perhaps understanding genetic diseases like Huntington's, multiple sclerosis. And of course, it's not a sort of free-for-all. There are strict limitations, like it has to be only on cells which are maximum of 7 days old. And also, these cells, of course, are not going to become humans. They are going to be discarded. They are surplus that have been used for IVF treatment are now about to be discarded. But rather than do that, we're going to try and see if we can learn something about the human condition.
Now, I know that you've got to talk to other people, so we've only got about a minute left. But I was going to ask you, Peter, about this. You said it's unethical, but who says that?
Well, just about every scientist outside Britain. And the HFEA is viewed as actually very permissive. They went ahead on cloning embryos, on producing animal-human hybrids, on producing three-parent embryos. All of these have produced no fruit at all, and they have been condemned by scientists around the world. But let's be clear, these are not cells, they're embryos. Yep. This is not potential life, it's life with potential. Mm. Life begins at fertilization. Hundreds of embryos are going to be used for this that could be implanted or donated to childless couples.
Mm. And they won't be discarded, that's very clear.
They could be if they weren't produced in the first place irresponsibly.
So you're against them being produced in the first place, are you?
But the thing is though, Jonathan, just to make the ethical point, I mean, it sounds a bit chilling. I mean, Peter sounds like he's chilled about this. For some people listening, it is chilled. It is a bit chilling. Is it a bit designer babyish?
No, not at all. In fact, it's very exciting because it's going to help people, including people listening to this programme. We are playing God, but that's exactly what God wants, to use our God-given skills. Otherwise, we'd have never developed heart transplant, artificial limbs, penicillin. We are producing a better world, hopefully. That's the intention.
Yes, playing God is a term that some people might find chilling, but I know you've got to move on. But thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Rabbi Jonathan Romaine and Dr. Peter Saunders here on Sunday Breakfast.